everything that happens to you is stored away. Your brain has trillions of cells. Not millions, not billions, trillions of cells. It is capable of things that are just so phenomenal as far as healing, as far as health goes, as far as success goes. And it all depends on how you see yourself. Now, you get trained as a young person not to see yourself as a very competent human being, especially you women. Most of you were trained not to think of yourselves as equal with men or better. When you were little girls, many of you were taught that in order to be athletic, that's not feminine and that's not appropriate and you don't do that. And so you have a lot of these sentences. And I ask you about these sentences that you use in your mind. The I'ms. I'm nervous. I'm shy. I'm not very good at mathematics. I'm not a good cook. I'm clumsy. You figure out the I'm. Now, every I'm that you have, a lot of that was encouraged because you weren't encouraged to take risks. And you must take risks if you want to be successful in life. You must take risks. When you're a child, I've heard parents say, don't you go near that water until you know how to swim. And I think, there's something missing in that logic there somewhere. And so you train yourself when you're young because you believe that stuff. Not that it's anybody else's fault. You believe it. You believed it. You didn't have to. Now you got to take responsibility for buying it. And if it doesn't apply anymore, sell it. And if nobody wants to buy it, then just give it away. Get rid of it. All right? And change the images. Now, what kind of images do you have? Here we are. We're going on a trip. And here's the car. And here's the trunk. Okay, now we're getting all ready and we put all the suitcases in the suitcase. I mean, clearly it says in the car manual how many suitcases this trunk holds. 5 suitcases. It says that. You got 6 suitcases sitting right there in the ground. Now, how do you visualize it? Who are you? What kind of a thinker are you? Do you know that most people are going to need help, are going to say, you can't get those suitcases in that trunk. Now, when you have that kind of a picture that it can't be done, do you know how that gets stored away in terms of the action that you take on it? You say, we're just going to have to repack them, or we're going to have to put one in the back seat, and that's it. We can't be done. There's those who say, now there's a challenge. I know it can be done. And you know there are people like that. Those suitcases are going to get in the trunk. I know it. And they start maneuvering this, and they put it over there, and if I did this, and they see it happening. What kind of visions do you have? Who are you? I'm not standing up here in front of all of you people saying that all you have to do is put a different picture in your head and your life is going to turn around. I am saying, and get this, I am saying that you must start first with the kinds of pictures that you have. And then they will get stored away in you as reality. And when that reality gets stored away in you, you will start acting on that reality rather than on another reality.